The first single from Caribou's new album has taken on a meaning that he could not have imagined when he wrote it. Millions of Americans today are working from home or stuck at home without jobs, reaching for music as a kind of solace. Baby, I'm home. You could hear this refrain, "I'm home," as a cry or a sort of reassurance. The artist Caribou is helping us to launch a series that we hope will provide a sense of calm and gratitude. We're calling the segment Play It Forward. It's an opportunity for musicians to express appreciation for each other and introduce us to the music they reach for when they're in need. I wanted to begin with Caribou because he's a musical wanderer, picking up shiny things he finds along the way and weaving them into the fabric he creates. I reached him at his home, where he recorded his most recent album, Suddenly.
Hi, this is Ari Shapiro in Washington. How are you?
Hi, Ari. Nice to talk to you. I'm good.
I kind of love, just to begin with, the idea that you're sitting there in the place where you made all of this music that we're listening to. Will you just describe what the space is like?
Yeah, well, I'm talking into the microphone where I recorded all the vocals for the album.
Yeah.
And then I've put some kind of heavy curtains up in one corner to make a little improvised vocal booth. There's a computer and then a bunch of synthesizers, piles of records everywhere, all sorts of stuff lying around, but it's a tiny room. A lot of the albums that I made were recorded in a bedroom with my wife trying to sleep in the bed the other side of the room, and I'm trying to quietly record bits and pieces, record a guitar part on the other side of the room. To some degree, it's soundproofed, although when my kids come home from school, I hear their feet above me.
You seem like such a magpie, taking inspiration and sounds and snippets from so many different places for your music. Can you take that one track home and kind of deconstruct the puzzle for us and tell us about where the pieces came from?
Yeah, so the track Home is an example of a track that's really based around another piece of music. And the piece of music is a track also called Home by Gloria Barnes. Baby, I'm home, I'm home, I'm home. It's this old lost soul record. It's, you'll never find the original piece of vinyl. Will you fear no more lonely days? Will you ever be alone? My first impulse was to hear it repeated. And I had it like that for a long, long time with a kind of beat over the top of it. And it was only when a friend of mine, whose story is told in the song, was leaving a kind of relationship that was toxic to her and literally went home to the house that she grew up in.
Wow.
With her parents, and kind of figuratively went home and, found herself outside of this relationship that she left. And I wanted to tell her story and honor that experience, honor her. And I thought, oh my God, this is something that I have, I have the perfect thing to complement that already. There's already this loop that's talking about, baby, I'm home, I'm home, I'm home. Baby, I'm home, I'm home, I'm
home. Your music hasn't always included your vocals, but I think you sing on every track in this album.
Yeah, this is the first, I think, that my voice is prominently there and it's singing a real kind of lyric, a real vocal on every track. I think that's a first for me. I was the kid who was like, totally, still my worst nightmare is karaoke or singing in front of people that I don't know. There's definitely people who say, he's not got the best voice. I would agree with them in that. The feedback that I've got about the way I've used my voice and the kind of frailty and imperfections in it has been really reassuring, and that's what's given me the confidence to use it more and more as time passed. And yet, still so hard to climb. Julia, she's got so dark. Something's got to give to turn things round. The heart of this project that we're doing is about your appreciation for another artist,
someone who looks and sounds different from you. So tell us about somebody who inspires you.
When I heard about this concept and this program, I was so excited because I knew immediately exactly the person that I wanted to talk about.
Uh-huh.
And he's somebody that I talk about any chance that I can. and somebody had a huge influence on this album, but also just in my life over the last 5 or 6 years. And the artist's name, his name is Glenn Copeland, and he recorded as Beverly Glenn Copeland. He's a trans man. And I came across his music first on YouTube, a track called Ever New. So he made this album called Keyboard Fantasies, which is just so wonderful, so beautiful, such an enveloping, warm, comforting piece of music, which was kind of exactly what I needed in my life in that time, but also reflected exactly what I wanted to be doing with the music that I made. Hmm. And it was kind of this guiding light as to, oh, this is, music can do this, and this is how it can do it. It is so captivating, so packed with emotion, so beautiful.
Welcome to spring, the summer rain. Softly turn to sing again. Welcome the bud, the summer blooming flower.
It almost feels to me like an invocation, like Glenn Copeland is creating a space or a thing that didn't exist before this music started being played and sung.
Yeah, there's something elemental about it. And the story with that album is that Glenn recorded it himself, made about 50 copies of them, sold about 10. The other 40 sat in a cupboard somewhere for 30 years, whatever it is, and then were bought by a Japanese record collector, and kind of then the word started to spread and somebody uploaded it to YouTube. But really, I mean, truly a lost gem. You know, it's not like, oh, people in the know about this album. No, really nobody knew about this album for a long, long time.
You said his music influenced your new album, this album we're talking about, Suddenly. In what way?
Listening to Glenn's music, and particularly that track, I kind of heard a way of taking kind of things that are difficult and making something positive and affirming and reassuring and comforting out of them. And that's what I tried to find in the music that I made.
Well, we're going to go to Glenn next. And so what would you like to say to him?
I'd just like to say thank you. You know, his music has meant so much to me and so much to so many people that I've talked to. You know, you get to meet a lot of people that are kind of meaningful to you as musicians. And I've never met anybody who still has that such a limitless kind of positivity and optimism and is so enthusiastic about the possibility of youth and kind of what music can do to change the world. Yeah, it was really, really inspiring to meet him and to hear his music and to kind of just be deeply affected by it.
Well, thank you for sharing that inspiration with us. I appreciate it.
Great. Thank you for asking.
Dan Snaith records as Caribou. His latest album is Suddenly. And we'll talk with Glenn Copeland in our next episode of Play It Forward.